This is Mac OS Ken.
Powerful stuff from Apple. Taking to the court in Apple Arcade and introducing the Steve Jobs Dollar. It is Thursday, the 16th of October, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from macOS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOS Ken. Whoever keeps spelling the Bloomberg's Mark Gurman was right again. Apple on Wednesday announced three new pieces of hardware, all powered by a new chip. Press releases aplenty from the Cupertino company. We'll start with one announcing the M5 processor. According to Apple's processor press release, M5 delivers over four times the peak GPU compute performance for AI compared to M4, featuring a next-generation GPU with a neural accelerator in each core, a more powerful CPU, a faster neural engine, and higher unified memory bandwidth. The 3-nanometer processor features an improved graphics processing unit architecture. That means every compute block for the chip is optimized for AI, according to Apple. Also, it's better at graphics, achieving up to 30% faster performance compared to M4 and up to 2.5 times faster performance than M1. Powering what, you may ask? So glad you did. Or may have. On the heels of Greg Joswick's Hell Site post, Apple is hit with an M5-powered MacBook Pro. Apple's press release outlining the 14-inch MacBook Pro spent a lot of time bragging on the processor powering it, with its faster and more efficient CPU, enhanced neural engine, and higher memory bandwidth that accelerates everything from launching apps to running LLMs on device. Of course, we could have covered all that in the M5 press release. Specific to the laptop, features focused on by Apple include better battery life of up to 24 hours, faster SSD performance than the previous generation, a Liquid Retina XDR display with a nano texture option, a 12-megapixel center stage camera, a 6-speaker sound system, and a wide array of ports. All that at the same starting price as the previous model. Uh-oh, somebody get Laura Martin on the phone. Slipping into Apple's PR speak, the 14-inch MacBook Pro with M5 delivers an industry-leading combination of capabilities for the same starting price of $1,599, making it an even better value and upgrade for current and new Mac users. Don't worry, though. If you want to, I feel certain you can spend more money on it than that. Available in Space Black, Silver, Space Black, and Silver. Pre-orders in 30 countries and regions, including the U.S., started yesterday. They'll be on desks, laps, and store shelves next Wednesday, the 22nd of October. If you're buying a new laptop in the U.K. or Europe, you may need to spend a few extra bucks. A piece from Apple Insider says machines in those regions will not come with a charger in the box. For those wondering why, the report says it mainly has to do with EU law that pushed Apple to make USB-C a charging or power option for its devices. According to the report, the idea is that so many consumers already have chargers that bundling new ones creates unacceptable volumes of e-waste. The EU enacted a law covering this back in 2003, but its latest amendment requires its 27 member states to have implemented it by October 9th, 2025. Kind of curious why that means the UK doesn't get a charger since they very famously are not part of the European Union anymore. Also worth noting, it's just the wall wart that's missing. Even in the EU, Apple Insider says Apple's new MacBook Pro and its new iPad Pro do include USB-C cables in the box. Its new iPad what, you may ask? So glad you did. Or may have. Seen as sort of a wild card by Gurman over the weekend, Apple did announce a new iPad Pro powered by M5. Apple's press release promoting the Fondle Slab spent a lot of time bragging on the processor powering it with its more advanced GPU and CPU and a faster neural engine, but heard it specific to the tablet. Features focused on by Apple include N1, the new Apple-designed wireless networking chip with support for Wi-Fi 7, the C1X modem for cellular models, delivering up to 50% faster cellular performance than its predecessor, and the Ultra Retina XDR display. Two sizes from which to choose, an 11-inch model and a 13-inch version. Storage capacities run from 256 gigabytes to 2 terabytes. The 11-inch Wi-Fi model starts at $999. The 13-inch Wi-Fi starts at $1,299. Available in Space Black, Silver, Space Black, and Silver. Pre-order started yesterday in 31 countries and regions, including the U.S. They'll be in buyers' hands and on store shelves next Wednesday, the 22nd of October. But wait, there's stuff. Lumped in with the iPad Pro announcement for some reason, a new Magic Keyboard for iPad Air. 9to5 Mac had Apple burying that in the fine print of the M5 iPad release. Built for Bruce Wayne, it comes in black. And that's it. Until now, the piece says, the Magic Keyboard for iPad Air has only been available in white. Now Apple is offering a black color option as well. With nothing but the color changing, it's likely no surprise that the price stays the same. Compatible with the 4th generation iPad Air and later, the model for the 11-inch device will run buyers $269, $369 for the 13-inch model. Indications in the press release fine print have the Blackmagic Keyboard for iPad Air available now. As far as Gurman and his supplier were concerned, the other lock for release this week was a spec-bumped Apple Vision Pro, and it was so. Guess what that press release talked about? If you said the M5 processor powering the device, you move ahead an M5 points. That is said by Apple to deliver a leap forward in performance, improved display rendering, faster AI-powered workflows, and extended battery life. Ready to trade your old one in for a new model? Best o' luck to ya. A number of sites, including Mac Rumors, ran reports that the suddenly old Vision Pro is not available for trade-in. The piece points out that most high-end Apple devices, such as the Apple Watch, iPhone, iPad, and Mac, become available for trade-in upon the release of a new model, allowing users to fund the purchase of the latest device while getting rid of the old one. What stinks is they probably don't have a lot of resale value either, fitted as they are for the face of the original buyer. Then there are whatever lenses the buyer might have needed or that the new buyer might need. The new version won't cost buyers any more than the old one. Sadly, it won't cost them less either. Available in 256GB, 512GB, and 1TB storage capacities, Apple says the M5 headset starts at $3,499. It's up for pre-order now in Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Hong Kong, Japan, the UAE, the UK, and the US. Pre-orders start this Friday on mainland China and Singapore. Despite the staggered ordering, it'll ship to all of those countries next Wednesday, the 22nd of October. And no sneaky buying the old one at a lower price, by the by. The M2 Apple Vision Pro has been discontinued, according to Mac Rumors. So no bargains, but wait, there's stuff. Apple's new M5 headset comes with a dual-knit band. Apple Insider has Apple claiming that the strap is more comfortable to wear, while the new Vision Pro comes standard with the dual-knit band. Folks with the old headset can buy it separately. You have to do the special fitting thing, same as the Apple Vision Pro. As a standalone accessory, the strap will run buyers $99. Also on sale from Apple, the Logitech Muse. It's like an Apple Pencil meets a magic wand, maybe. Describing the Muse, Apple says seamless motion tracking and 6 degrees of freedom with intuitive controls allows you to draw, annotate, and interact naturally in space. A pressure-sensitive tip and force-sensing button allow you to vary line thickness, whether drawing on a surface or in the air. Available for pre-order now, the $130 Logitech Muse ships next Wednesday, the 22nd of October. One more controller of note. Apple's finally got a release date for the Vision Pro PlayStation VR 2 Sense Controller and Controller Charging Station. Said to offer high-performance motion tracking and 6 degrees of freedom, finger touch detection, and vibration support, Apple Insider says it will run buyers $249.95. Sold through the Cupertino company, the controller will be released on the 11th of November. One more announcement around Apple Vision Pro, likely the least important of all of them. A piece from 9to5 Mac says the Apple Vision Pro app is headed to iPad. The piece explains that's the app that lets users queue apps and games to download, discover new spatial content and experiences, easily find helpful tips, and quickly access information about their device. Personally, I'm wondering whether that news means we're getting the whole roster of BlankOS 26.1 updates early next week. The new Apple Vision Pro comes out on Wednesday, the 22nd of October. The Apple Vision Pro app will hit iPad with the release of iPadOS 26.1. 2 plus smoke equals fire, maybe? Eh, right or wrong, we'll find out early next week. There's a new or updated title hitting Apple Arcade today. Mac Rumors ran a piece a few weeks back on the then imminent arrival of NBA 2K26 Arcade Edition, landing just ahead of next Tuesday's regular season action. The game will let players play this year's rosters, some of the greatest teams in NBA history, or make up teams and players of their own. NBA 2K26 Arcade Edition should be in Apple Arcade now. That service is $6.99 per month. It also comes bundled in the Apple One services bundles. And finally today, next year you might say, heads or jobs? Mac Rumors says the U.S. Mint previewed the California American Innovation $1 coin on Wednesday. Describing the coin, the U.S. Mint says, this design presents a young Steve Jobs sitting in front of a quintessentially Northern California landscape of oak-covered rolling hills. His posture and expression, as he is captured in a moment of reflection, show how this environment inspired his vision to transform complex technology into something as intuitive and organic as nature itself. Part of a program started in 2018, the piece says every state is able to nominate an American innovation or pioneering effort for memorialization in a collectible coin. Jobs was recommended earlier this year by California Governor Gavin Newsom, who cited Jobs' willingness to try new ideas and push the boundaries of what's possible. While they're apparently legal tender, these aren't really for circulation. A roll of 25 $1 coins will run buyers $36.25. A roll of 100 will cost $123.50. One can be purchased for $13.25, or the California Jobs coin in a set of four, including three other state coins, will go for $27.50. They'll be sold directly through the U.S. Mint, beginning sometime in 2026. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOS Ken. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOS Ken at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Collect your tokens and let's get on to the next round.